Site 6, southwest corner of Water and Army Streets. In 1943, Clark County grocer Mark S. Schulman announced the opening of the first townsite grocery market. Located on Water Street and Atlantic Avenue, the 12,000 square foot store was the first business to open in the new Water Street shopping district. The supermarket boasted departmentalized groceries, meats, bakery, a self-service fresh produce stand, deli, beverages, books and magazines, and a temporary drugstore. A victory booth sold war bonds and war stamps. Residents rejoiced over the ease of shopping for food every few days and touted the store as a place to meet and become acquainted with neighbors. As Water Street developed, it became the social and commercial center for residents. On August 24, 1945, at a meeting at the Basic Townsite School, leading members of the Henderson business community formed a chamber of commerce focused on the viability of the city of Henderson once BMI ceased war production. In its efforts to attract new industries to Henderson, the chamber celebrated developments of schools and churches. And these appeals encouraged Stauffer Chemical Company and WECO to occupy the vacant BMI facilities. One of the early settlers of Henderson, Herschel Trumbo, left South Dakota in 1942 for a job with the Bureau of Reclamation, where he managed the water needs of Basic Magnesium. After serving in World War II, Trumbo returned to Henderson, where he unsuccessfully ran for office as the town's first mayor, and later served as president of the Chamber of Commerce. In July of 1951, he was among the first local entrepreneurs to buy BMI properties on Water Street from the Colorado River Commission, which he used to start the Henderson Telephone Company. Others purchased the former BMI drugstore, barbershop, and machine shop. Prime Meats Provision Company Supermarket purchased a whole city block up to Water Street, each lot priced at $3,375.80. Trumbo turned the outdated phone system into a complex, modernly equipped phone service. On April 1, 1954, Nevada Governor Charles Russell made the first direct dial call from the newly modernized Henderson Telephone Company. The call was made to Maury Zenoff, owner of the Henderson Home News and the local radio station KBMI, which had gone live on the air for the first time on March 11th. Zenoff broadcast the phone call live to the city so that listeners, whose phone service had been briefly shut off to complete the switchover, could take part in the modernization that joined them together. KBMI going on air and the new direct dialing phone service were two major milestones in Henderson's commercial history. A Bank of Nevada branch opened in Henderson on March 11, 1954, and local residents saw it as the major development in the city's short history. By May of that year, the California Pacific Utilities Company installed a $36,000 streetlight system on Water Street, replete with an electric eye mechanism that switched the streetlights on and off at the proper time. In August of that year, N.D. Van Wagenen, owner of the Victory Theater, made Nevada history when he installed the largest cinema screen in Nevada. The installation of the 21-foot by 43-foot screen required Van Wagenen to completely rebuild his cinema stage. By October of 1954, BMI opened water and sewer offices on Water Street, and in November, the city ended its long battle with BMI over water services when it purchased the city and sewer system from BMI. In December, construction of a 42-foot by 60-foot municipal swimming pool began as the U.S. Census Bureau labeled Henderson the fastest-growing city in the country. The LaPorta Building, Ideal Appliance, and Jones-Bach buildings were all completed in 1954. In 1955, a former department store building on Market Street was transformed into a row of modern stores. A new beauty shop, barber shop, and grocery opened on Army Street. The Hollywood Furniture Company opened the largest building yet constructed on Water Street. The Flower Pot moved on to Water Street, as did a spate of other new stores, including a sporting goods store, Vogue Cleaners, a Las Vegas Review-Journal advertising office, and Mode O'Day. B.F. Goodrich opened a store in December where Water Street intersected with BMP Road, now Lake Mead Drive. In 1954, Water Street finally became completely commercial from Ocean to BMP Road. In 1955, the business leaders of Henderson unveiled a master plan for future development. The plan contained strategies to expand the young city in all directions and predicted a population growth of 100,000 people over the next 20 to 50 years, a notion one city council member found suspect given the water and power needs for such an event. It is interesting to note that the population of Henderson in 2003 was 220,236 people, while in 1950, it was just 3,643 people. As throughout the arid West, water issues would dominate planning and development throughout the 20th century. In late June 1962, the Henderson City Council approved the first stage of a $5 million community improvement plan led by the Urban Renewal Agency of Las Vegas. In August, an urban renewal survey began as the city leaders followed the federal government's push for national urban renewal. An initial survey was conducted on Water Street and its surrounding area, and 68% of the buildings on both sides of Water Street were found to be substantially substandard. To receive federal monies through the Urban Renewal Program, they would need to either be destroyed or completely renovated or be moved to areas in the city more suitable to the type of structures they were. The money given for a successful urban renewal had few strings attached. It represented a chance to rebuild Water Street, and the city leaders agreed to proceed with the process. Meanwhile, throughout 1962, conflict between city officials and developers wanting to transform land surrounding the old town site continued. As Henderson grew, much of the commercial development occurred outside of the Water Street District, and instead along Boulder Highway, and since the 1980s, in Green Valley. In 1993, Water Street underwent renovations, making it more pedestrian-friendly and more hospitable to shoppers. Henderson officials focused concerted effort at redevelopment on Water Street beginning in 1985 with the founding of the Henderson Redevelopment Agency. The city of Henderson has continued to work at redeveloping the area in partnership with the Water Street District Business Association, WSDBA, which is committed to the shared success of the enterprises located on and around historic Water Street. Though Water Street has undergone many changes since the 1940s, it continues to be a center of commerce for Henderson, now offering unique shops and boutiques to residents and visitors alike.